Blog Talk Radio.
WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. We would like to invite you to SheNet Global's 2017 convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Hear Dr. Judy and Ms. Magda talk about it. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Hello, Bride. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is your host tonight, Dr. June Knight, coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia tonight. Yay! We have been here doing business meetings all week, and listen, Bride, we're so excited to have been able to go live with you with some of our prayer team. Tonight, I'm sitting here in the room with a very awesome intercessor. Her name is Miss Karen Duplessis. Yay!
Yay!
I would like for y'all to meet her. She is a prayer warrior. Also, we have on the line, we have Prophetess Janet Cruz. Yay!
Blessings. I'm over in Virginia.
Oh, you're in Virginia tonight?
I am.
Aw. Well, thank you for being with us tonight. Listen, Bride, check us out on Facebook and Twitter at WATB Radio. Now, listen, we are really deep into this 40 days of fasting and prayer initiative that we have partnered with Dr. Judy Laird Ministries, and we are praying for the United States. We are praying for President-elect Donald Trump. We're praying for the inauguration. We're praying for Israel. We're praying for the vote that's been going on over in France about Israel. Now, I know, Janet, today you was looking into that a little bit. Can you kind of fill us in a little bit on what is going on with Israel and with the vote with Obama and Kerry and everything?
Well, you know, I don't know that much about it, but I do know one thing, and the Holy Spirit reminded me of this today. Prophet Kim Clement, several years ago, prophesied, and I know he's gone to be with the Lord now, but, you know, when a prophet declares a thing, when a prophet prophesies, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be immediate. It could be 10 years in the future. It could be, you know, even longer than that, or it could be tomorrow. But the Holy Spirit, as I was reading, Dr. June, some of the literature that you sent me today, because I've been in transit, I've been on planes trying to get to Virginia and doing things that I've had on my agenda to do. But one of the things that the Holy Spirit reminded me of, he said, Prophet Kim said, prophesied that Israel would stand alone for a season. And I believe that we have seen Israel standing alone. And this is just one more little thing that the enemy has tried to do against Israel, to try to get them to give up, to give over, to give in. And this thing in Paris, where the votes and how we as America could have vetoed some things that took place and some votes that came in, and we didn't. And God just reminded me, he said, that remember the word, that they would stand alone for a short season. But I believe with all of my heart that we have a man, that God himself, not men, but God himself, the word of God says that God sets in kings and he takes out kings. And I believe with all of my heart he is setting in this king by the name of Donald Trump, and he has been called the chaotic candidate, or the candidate of chaos. And we see the chaos that has been taking place even against him, and there's just been so much chaos that the enemy has tried to bring. But you know what? We could call it all the enemy, but really and truly, what's taking place right now is setting up something in the future. And so this situation in Paris and this situation that has tried to separate Israel or tried to give Israel, it caused Israel to give in and to give over, our prayers, I believe, are going to alter that and are beginning to alter that. They really are. And a unified bride cannot be stopped. A divided bride can be. When you think about that, when you go back into the book of Genesis and you see the Tower of Babel and you see how they all came together with one language and they built, and they were doing that not for God, they were doing it for the enemy. But when the body of Christ comes together, like I believe that we are, and it's going to increase and increase and increase, I believe we are going to see things happen for this nation that otherwise would have been catastrophic, and things for Israel that otherwise would have been catastrophic for Israel. But God, you know, Israel is forever. That's what the Word of God says.
Amen.
Israel is forever.
Ever.
Yes.
And, you know, Prophet Kim prophesied that many times, that Israel is forever. And we stand in agreement that nobody can come in and divide Israel. Nobody can come in and take the land that Israel rightfully owns.
Yeah.
That's their land. And so I believe that our prayers are... Go ahead.
Janet, I know that you don't have much time tonight because you're on a business trip. I would like for you, before you get off here, to please pray for Israel, and we'll all come in agreement with you for Israel and for Trump's relationship and his cabinet with Israel.
Yes, I would be honored to do that. Heavenly Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God, that your word, and we've said this over and over again. Well, you know what, God? We need to believe it. We need to believe it, that your word is yes and amen. And if you and God, your word says, if we shall declare a thing, it shall be established. And God, we are declaring that Israel is liberated, that Israel will never come into bondage, into the grips of any of those nations over there that want to take her down in Jesus' name. Father, we repent. We repent tonight for this nation, for turning their back on your chosen people, Israel. Father, I pray that God Netanyahu, we just bless that man of God. We bless him in Jesus' name. We bless his cabinet. We ask for wisdom to be given beyond, give him dreams. Prophet Kim prophesied that he was a prophet unto that nation, unto Israel.
Yes.
And we declare in Jesus' name that he hears the voice of the Lord, that his cabinet walks in the will of God for that land in Jesus' name. And Father, we repent for what we have done, for where we have not aligned ourselves as a nation with Israel. Heavenly Father, forgive us. Forgive this land. Forgive America. Forgive our government. Forgive us, Father, for not doing it your way, the way that the Word of God says that we are to embrace Israel, that we are to bless Israel. In every way, we are to do that. So tonight, we repent, and Father, we humble ourselves, and we bless Israel. We bless Netanyahu. Yes. We bless the cabinet that he has chosen in Jesus' name. And we pray, God, that nation will know Jesus Christ, that Israel will come to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who died for that for those people, that, Lord, you would save and set apart your land like never before. We just ask that the angels would be sent out on assignment. Father, there's always missiles and threats and underground things going on. Father, cut them off. Stop them. Reveal them. Annihilate them. Father, we thank you, God, for your protection over the land of Israel, the nation of Israel. And we pray, God, your blessing upon blessing upon blessing. And thank you for President-elect Trump, that in 2 days will be our president. And Father God, thank you that he will never waver. His heart will never be persuaded against Israel. It will never, never turn on Israel. But God, I just say that every second, every hour, every day, every moment of his presidency, he will become closer and closer and more connected and more in love with Israel and more dedicated to helping Israel than ever before. And, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for the inauguration. I thank you, Lord God, for all the godly men and women. As I was flying in yesterday, my goodness, the plane had so many people, Father God, on it that were heading to the inauguration on Friday. And there were godly men and women that had been praying for him. Father, protect him. Protect all of those who will be sitting and listening to this, Father God. And, Lord, let your angels, with their swords drawn, Father God, be on major, major assignment. I know they've already been sent because we've already sent them. But, Lord God, let there be more. God, there's more with us than there's against us. God, let not one person, not one act of hate, not one act of any kind of assignment from the enemy's camp come in and do anything. Let this inauguration be threat-free, accident-free, incident-free, no riots, no death, no encounters from the enemy, nothing. Those police officers, our military, everybody that is going to be there, let your divine protection be upon them. Let Trump and all of his family and everybody with him and Pence and all of his family, cover it, Father, in Jesus' name. Cover it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, thank you for the millions of Christians that are praying for this, God. You've heard our prayers, Lord. They've come up to the throne of God. And, Father, I just say, I know that repentance is so powerful, because your word that we've claimed over and over that says, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves. Father, I know that there are people of God all over America and beyond that are humbling themselves on behalf of this nation. And Lord, what you do is you fight the fight for us. You annihilate the enemies for us. So
yes,
God,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, we do repent. We repent on behalf of this nation, on behalf of everything that's taken place in Washington that has defamed your name, that has blasphemed your, that has blasphemed, I don't even know how to say that, blasphemy, is that the way you say that? Your name, that has, that all the witchcraft, everything that has come against you, Lord God Almighty, that God is evil and wicked, and that has been done undercover. Lord, we thank you that we repent for it right now. And we know that you're the God of restoration. You're the God of healing. You're the God of reset. God, we ask you to reset the nation. Reset it,
Father.
In Jesus' name. Do it, God. Do it, Father.
Yes.
And God,
Jesus
we pray for such, in Jesus' name, such wisdom to be upon the new President Trump and Pence and all of his cabinet, and that they will yield to your will 24/7. 24/7, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Well, Miss Janet, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Listen, Brian, Dr. Judy and the rest of the crew, they're all out on business meetings and stuff, so they're not able to be with us tonight. But we appreciate you, Miss Janet, for being with us tonight. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I'll be interceding with you guys. Love y'all.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bless your family.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, Ms. Karen. Now, we're going to pick it up on day number 18 of in the book. It's called Keep Circling. Can you tell the bride what it is in the book today?
Keep Circling is the title for today. On the seventh day, march around the city seven times. That's found in Joshua 6:4, and I will read the complete verse of it. Also, seven priests shall carry seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. Then on the seventh day, you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. If you want all the information on this, you need to read the book of Joshua. It's a mighty powerful book. It speaks of the second leader of Israel after they come out of Egypt. He was a mighty man of God, a warrior, but a praying man. He never left the temple. He loved God with all his heart. On the book today, we're also, Mark Madison talks about a friend who moved to Washington, D.C. in 1994 to fight for a noble cause on Capitol Hill. He was troubled because there was pornography channels close next to the cartoon channels. So he wrote up a bill number, I don't know what the number was, but he visited all the House office and the Senate office, 435 House offices and 100 Senate offices with a new bill to change the channel so that the kids would not be able to click on pornography. He knew he couldn't do this without prayer. So he started circling the city, the Congress, for seven times. And after he finished, he let out a Jericho shout. So the first time he tried, after he went into 215 offices, he was rejected. He sat on the windowsill, and he was just so downhearted. He talked to himself, stop wasting your time and go home to San Diego. He was never before so hurt and dejected. Then finally, he heard these words spoken to him clear as a bell. Who is doing this, you or me? And the me is God, on page 104. I cannot explain how I felt when I heard those words, but I straightened up and responded, you are, Lord. Instantly, I was filled with more excitement than when I first had begun. At each of the following 215 offices, my presentations were given with renewed faith. His amendment still seemed like a lost cause, but it's not over till God says it's over.
Amen.
If your cause is ordained by God, the battle belongs to the Lord. It's his victory to win.
Amen.
And he also goes on to say, I am not exaggerating when I tell you this. As my leg crossed the threshold, I exited the 435th office. Chairman Dingell had just agreed to allow my attachment to be added to his telecommunications bill. Sometimes God shows up. Sometimes God shows off. God's timing is impeccable, isn't it? He's never late. He's never early. God's right on time.
All the time.
Is it a coincidence that Tony Sager went off just as he exited the last office? I think not. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in providence. I believe in divine timing and connections of God. I believe there's a God in heaven who directs our steps, who prepares good works in advance, and who causes all things work together for good. That's in Romans 8:28. One of my friend's best, her favorite scriptures, and I'm going to read that to you. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And all of us have been called.
Yeah.
Many do not accept it.
Yeah.
Or they run from it. God fights our battles for us. Don't lose heart. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. And don't lose patience.
So basically, it's telling us, keep going. Don't quit. Keep circling your prayers. And what he means in this book, right, about circling, it's not New Ages or anything. He's just saying, keep your prayer petitions before the Lord, right?
Yes.
You just keep asking. You keep believing. You keep asking. You keep going. You keep pressing forward. You don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's it.
I mean, what is that he said right here? Remember you look at that verse?
Keep asking. Keep seeking and keep knocking. Matthew 7:7-8.
This is a good scripture.
Or maybe two. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
Yes, Lord.
Verse 8. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open.
Yes, Lord.
That's like the persistent widow. The judge gave in to her because she was persistent. He wasn't afraid of man or nobody. He was an unjust judge. But he gave that widow what she asked for. She was coming against her. Her adversary was coming against her. So keep on praying. Keep on searching. And believe in God. It's there. If God is there in the midst of your thing.
Now listen to this, Bride. I know some of you are thinking this right now. I know some of the circumstances some of you are going through. It says here, sometimes God will push us to our absolute limit. Come on now. How many of us are at our absolute limit right now? The limits of our faith, of our patience, of our gifts. That is how God stretches our faith and builds our character. Remember when God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac? When God intervened and provided a ram in the thicket, God's intervention didn't take place until Abraham had put Isaac on the altar, tied him down, and raised the knife. God pushed Abraham to the precipice of logic. He tested Abraham to see if Abraham trusted him. Abraham passed the test and got a testimony. Now, come on, Miss Karen. If you do that to your child,
No, I don't know if I could. I just don't think I could, you know.
I mean, how crazy would that be to hear God saying, take your child up on the mountain, sacrifice your child, give your child to me. I mean, how hard would that be to do as a parent? Amen.
Amen.
Now, what if the Israelites had stopped circling Jericho on day 6? For that matter, what if Elijah had quit praying for rain after his 6th request? Or what if Naaman had only dipped in the river 6 times? And while we're on the subject, what if Tony had quit his door-to-door campaign after the 220th office? The answer is obvious. The miracle would have been forfeited right before it happened. I don't know what you've been circling for the past 40 days or 40 weeks or 40 years. I don't know if you've gotten a yes, a no, or not yet. You've got to praise God if the answer is yes and trust him if the answer is no. That is powerful, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
If the answer is not yet, you've got to keep circling. It's always too soon to give up. What other option do you have anyway? To pray or not to pray, those are the only two options. Amen, Ms. Karen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I'm sure with you being an intercessor, Ms. Karen, I'm sure you could probably sit and tell us a lot of stories about prayer and how God came through over the years, and you just kept pressing and pressing and trying and going and going, and he turned around and sat there and blessed it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've been where financial difficulties, this was years ago, thank God it hasn't been lately. But I've been through troubles just like all of you. Sometimes I didn't know where the money would come in for a light bill.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've had my lights cut off.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not proud of that, but it happens.
Yeah.
It's called life. I've had my gas turned off, not at the same time as my lights. And I've had my water cut off. I was separated in between jobs, having trouble finding work, but God always provided. I'm living proof. I'll be 72 come April the 4th.
Yay! Isn't that awesome, right? 72 years old and still praying, still fighting.
Oh, I'll go down till the day I die, praying.
Yeah.
Good Lord willing.
Tell them what you told me before we went live about what your room looks like.
Oh, my.
Listen to this. This is the life of an intercessor.
In my chair where I like to sit in my living room when I get up in between 5, 5:30, I hit the coffee pot, turn it on, get my coffee, go sit in my chair. On the side, my right side, is a journal. I've got 4 Bibles there. I've got a Strong Concordance. I've got a 3-in-1 Bible Concordance, Dictionary, Topical Index. I've got like 5 different daily devotional. So I'm spending at least 2 hours with God, an hour to 2 hours early in the morning. That's my special time with him. I may not hear direct audible voice, but when I open up his word, he talks to me.
Yeah.
And I know in my deepest being, my spirit man, that God is for me. And if it's for me, who can be against me? No devil in hell. Fear, I'm fearful of.
Right.
I'm fearful of what God will do with his vengeance on people.
Well, I've got to ask you, I know this is kind of odd to you, like, what is this woman doing? But look, Bride, she's 72 years old. And
not yet.
Not yet, 72?
Yeah, in April, coming up.
Oh, in April, okay. In April, she'll be 72. But you've been praying for many, many years.
Oh, God, yes.
What do you think about what's going on in our nation right now?
I know that
with
God...
With Trump taking over, what do you think?
I know that God is in control no matter who is president, no matter what is going on. But I know that Trump will be a trumpet. He may not go in. He's like a baby Christian. But he's a mighty man, a mighty man. And God will turn him into a mighty man of God. I know deep in my heart that there may be trying to have trouble in a few incidents, but God has been controlled. We have prayed in angels to surround him, his family, the parade route, the inauguration, and I've got to get a yoo-hoo for our motorcycle.
The bikers of America.
Yeah. Our vets Yay. That are retired and people that love God and all the prayer warriors and intercessors that have surrounded Washington. My
yes.
hat is off to you, and
yes.
I wear, do wear hats.
Yes.
I tip my hat to you, and I give thanks to God for every prayer warrior, everyone listening in. God's got you in the palm of his hand. He knows everything about it. You can't hide from him. He knows your hair, even those that are falling out on some of us.
Right.
He knows it. He knows us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. Saints, pray and give God glory every day.
Yes.
That is what our DNA should be, to praise him, to worship him, to give him thanks. Father, I pray again. I decree and declare that there will be no incident. We pray for the safety of our elected officials and those appointed by President-elect Trump.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, I thank you for everyone that has flown or traveled any distance to go to Washington to see this inauguration. I know I'm going to be glued to the TV to
yes.
watch it. It's
Me
a
too.
Historic thing, and I'm proud to be an American.
Yes.
I thank God every day for being an American. I have lived overseas for almost a year, back in 81, 82. And that, in that country, women had no rights. And I was raised in a southern Louisiana cattle farm. I'm an old farm girl. And I know what hard work is, but I'm grateful for being born here. We are, our nation is truly blessed. You just don't know.
Yes.
Going overseas where you see people and houses and just animals are treated better than women. So,
yes.
Father, we thank you for America. We praise you. We glorify you. This, when they said God bless America, that he did. And now, Americans, it's time to bless God. Thank him daily. Praise
yes,
him.
Lord.
Worship him. Get into his Bible. Go to a Bible-based church. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord. You okay?
Yeah, I just need to.
All right, listen, Bride. I see some of your prayer requests that are coming in. We are going to pray for individual needs, but right now we're going to stay in the flow of the Holy Spirit about the nation. About this book telling us to keep praying, look, this is day number 18. We have been bombarding the heavens on behalf of the nation, going before God on behalf of Trump, going before God on behalf of the bride, you know, healing in our nation and all this other stuff. So right now, I want to encourage you for the International Intercessors Association. They are doing, we brought this up the other day, something that was revealed on Saturday about this International Intercessors Association. They are doing a Jericho march around the United States Capitol. They are doing 6 days up until the 20th. And I'm going to read what their agenda is. Here's their assignment. And this is where we come in, Brian, because we're going to come in agreement with them, okay? It says January 14th through the 19th. Team of intercessors will be prayer walking, marching around the U.S. Capitol and the White House complex, declaring the coming presence of our Lord and destruction of the walls of protection around those who oppose him. Those not able to be in D.C. during these times may do the same during their prayer times. January 20th, as President Trump finishes his oath of office at the moment of the power transition, all intercessors are instructed to shout to the Lord with faith and expectation that the spiritual walls will be destroyed at that moment. For those not in D.C., please do this wherever you are and consider joining thousands across this nation. Oh, wow, they're wanting you to call in during the inauguration ceremony. Look, Brad, you can check all this out at ifapray.org, ifapray.org. It is very awesome, and we are partnering with them.
Yes.
When he gets inaugurated after the final word, shout, Brad, come on now. Wherever you're at, shout in agreement with other intercessors that the walls of Baal will come down. Amen. It's a new day. It's a new dawning. Look, we have had many words released on this broadcast about where God is going with our nation.
Yes.
And about us and how there's a shift in the atmosphere when Trump takes office. What we're hearing in the spirit is this. There's a shift in the atmosphere when he takes office, which means like the whole nation will be like this, a literal shift into the direction of the way God wants us to go.
Amen.
So it's going to be so powerful in the spirit. And we're also praying that we will have the most viewed inauguration ever in history.
Yes.
And
yes.
That the world will see God literally place his throne back on the United States. That the covenant will be renewed with God our Father. We all feel this in the spirit that we have an extended grace with him being our president, that God has granted the church extended grace. And we have a certain window of opportunity to go after the harvest, Brad, for us to go after the harvest.
Yes.
So we're all going to come in agreement right now. We're going to pray for all those of the intercessors doing, and since you're an intercessor, I would love for you to pray for all them that are there.
Yes.
Doing the march for safety.
Yes.
And for them to complete the mission that God is calling them to there. Please.
Father God, we come to you tonight in agreement with all
yes.
the prayer walkers and intercessors that have made it to Washington.
Yes.
Father, I've prayed around our state capital. I've marched around it. I have done with Dr. Judy all of many parts of this country praying in on the around the state capitals in Arkansas, Mississippi. And I've gone through as I've traveled through different states, I have prayed for each state. I have a world map on the side of my bed. God gets me up different hours of the night. And he points out certain countries for me to pray for. I know that many nations will be represented there at the inauguration.
Yes.
Father, I just bless every person that is attending, that
yes.
they will be blessed by the presence of God there. And, Father, I pray that many will be saved, that they will turn their hearts to God during this inauguration. Father, we lift up every band that will be marching in the band, that they will know that this is something special that they may not see again for many a year.
Yes.
Father, we thank you that people have had the tenacity, the persistence to pray, knowing that this that they are being pivotal in writing history.
Yes.
Our names may never be noted anywhere, but God will notice our prayers, our sacrifice,
yes,
our tears, our interceding where we're groaning for our nation.
Yes, Lord.
We're groaning for peace to be back, peace for Israel, peace for Jerusalem, Father, for Israel to keep their land. Father, we thank you for every intercessor that has marched
yes,
a half a mile, a block or two, in the name of Jesus. If we make the first step, God is there to finish it.
Yes, Lord.
And, Father, we thank you in advance for a peaceful inauguration. We decree
yes,
and declare
Lord,
that peace
Jesus.
Will be there
yes,
for this
Lord.
Inauguration.
Yes, Lord.
No war, no injuries, no injuries. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Okay, now, Brad, I'm going to pray for us. We've already got some of them that are watching on Facebook saying that their family will be in agreement with us.
Okay.
So we appreciate y'all partnering with us in prayer for this. I mean, you know, we're not anything really. I mean, we're just obeying the Lord and asking the bride to come together and us, you know, do our best to partner with the nation and actually partner with heaven with what God wants to do within our nation and in our country. And the other day on the broadcast, we did explain to the bride about what partnering with heaven means. That was a very powerful broadcast. We're partnering what God's will wants to do in the kingdom on the earth. So let's go ahead and pray, and we're going to partner. We're going to pray for all of y'all that we would be able to partner with this intercessor group to tear down the walls of Baal. Lord, we just thank you so much, God, for all the people that are listening to this broadcast on the radio and the ones that are watching on Facebook, God, and on our website, God. We just pray right now, Lord, that we would remember what this group, Lord, is asking the bride to do, Lord, on the day of inauguration, Lord, that in our spirit it would rise up, let's take our nation back. And that we would believe prophetically that when Donald Trump repeats the words of the oath that he will protect the Constitution of the United States of America and that he will serve as Lord, that we will shout, literally shout, no matter where we're at or who's around, but that we will shout for the walls to come down a bell that we have allowed to come up in this nation, God. But that we would come together in unison and in unity, and that we would declare with one loud voice to the kingdom of darkness that the walls are coming down and we are in unity, and the day has arrived that our nation will be and complete the covenant that we made with God Almighty in the beginning, and that we are partnering with heaven for victory in the United States of America, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise for it, God. We thank you for helping us, Lord, to partner with them in this movement and in this deal that we're going to do on Friday, God. And we do pray, Lord, in agreement for peace that day again. We're circling the inauguration. Peace at the inauguration and peace with all the speakers, singers, and with all the people that are there, all the bride that we know that's there that's praying, and the police, the safety and security, Lord.
All the military and the EMTs.
All of our military there, the EMTs, Lord. We lay them before the throne right now, God, and we thank you so much, Lord, for what you're going to do this week, Lord, and we thank you for having mercy upon our nation, God. We know that you have granted us a stay of execution, Lord. We thank you and give you praise, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, Brad, I want to talk to somebody a minute. You know, talking about a stay of execution, this is what comes to my spirit. Did you know that there are some people that are really upset about Trump getting in office, and they feel like because they prophesied, now listen, I'm one of them, so I'm just telling you, we prophesied gloom and doom, and then some people call it gloom and doom prophets. But God did give the word to them, okay? God gave the word to them, but he stayed their execution. In other words, he postponed what he's going to do in the future. In other words, we deserve to be judged, but God granted us mercy. Yeah, I know. And he granted us grace. So I think about Nineveh. You know, what's his name that went to Nineveh? Jonah. Jonah went to Nineveh. He was a doom and gloom prophet. And he believed what God said when God said, you go there to destroy that city. When he went there, God turned around and had mercy. What? Oh, my goodness. He was so mad. He was like, I don't want them to be forgiven. So God had to throw his butt in the well. You see what I'm saying? We've got to trust God about the forgiveness that he has given to the United States.
Yeah.
I know that sounds funny. Some people are like, no, God should be judging right now. This is not God that put Trump in and give us the extra grace and all this stuff.
this is an actual judgment. Let me tell you, no, it's not. It's actual grace. This is grace that God put him in. Okay, we have got Prophetess Janet Cruz back on the line. I believe that she has a word for the nation right now. Hold on here. Are you with us, Prophetess? Are you with us, woman?
I am, and I'm sorry I got up earlier, but I was just, you know, June, I don't like to, I want to make sure that the flow of God is right. I don't want to abruptly bring anything in before it's God's timing. And so, you know, I just, when I got off the line, I thought, you know, I need to submit this to June because if she wants me to share this, I want to be obedient to do that.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I was in my car driving the other day, and the Lord gave me, just downloaded this prophetic word, and I was in this small town, and I was at a red light, and I was scribbling as fast as I could write. And this was on the 15th that the Holy Spirit gave this to me, and it was for I was getting ready to go into a business builder's class of something that I'm involved in. But today the Lord said, this is not just, I didn't give this just to you for your business. I gave this to you also for the nation, what I'm doing in the nation and the marketplace. Uh-oh. And so this is very, very profound. It was very profound to me when he downloaded this. And it's going to confirm exactly what you were saying earlier, Dr. June, about what God has been showing the prophets in the land for this year. And this is what I heard the Spirit of the Lord say. This is not a time to sit on the fence like a spectator, watching others pass you by. No, this is the time to be a runner and a participator. Have I not said in my word that there is a time and a season for everything under heaven? This is a season to run, a time of great breakthrough, but only if you'll believe and run with it. See, we've been hearing everybody prophesying about breakthroughs. But you know what? You can hear that, and you can hear that, and you can hear that. But you got to run with it. You know, you got to do something. Anyway, let me go on. It's going to take action and agreement on your part. Have I not said that faith without works is dead? Yes. This is spiritual, but it is also a natural principle. This is a game changer, says the Lord of hosts. There is a huge wave that has begun. Don't miss this wave. It's my wave of blessing, and it's on its way. Will you sit back and let it crash in over your head and drown you, or will you catch it and ride it? I say catch the wave of blessing that is heading your way. It is time for you to be more tenacious than the distractions, the decoys, and the detours that life throws your way. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. This is the time to thrive in the face of all lies, says the Lord. Now, I share that because Apostle Stephen Ashley told me 2 days ago. Now, I got this from the Lord on the 15th, and the Holy Spirit said, look up the date, what that means. So I called Karen Ashley, and I asked her, I said, go to the numbers book that Troy Brewer, Pastor Troy, has done prophetically, and tell me what the number 15, because the day that God gave it was the 15th of this month. And this is what that day means: rest and overcoming death. That word on the 15th, God was saying to us, we have been under so much stress, we have been so concerned, and I'm not talking about rest from prayer as far as that goes. I'm talking, but God delivered us. You said this, Dr. June, grace. God has delivered us from death, overcoming, within that 15th was the day God spoke to me, overcoming death for this nation. And that is very profound. That is very profound. But anyway, so Steve Ashley said this. He said about 2 weeks ago, prior to the Lord sharing the above prophetic word that God gave me, on both sides, he had a dream. And he said, he gave me a, God gave him a prophetic dream. And in the dream, he saw a river or a tributary. On both sides of the river, there were buildings, piers, and so on. To the far right, I saw a tidal wave begin to form. And as it came down this river, it literally wiped out everything in its path. But the curious thing was, immediately behind the wave, everything instantaneously was rebuilt. But this time, everything was brand new. On the bank of the river, there were those folks parked in their cars or standing and just, they saw the wave approaching, and they did nothing, and they were swept away by the wave. But about half of those who saw that wave coming climbed to the mountain until it passed, and then they caught it, and they participated in the new.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, God, what a prophetic word and a prophetic dream of hope for the future, for the future. Because there's so many, Dr. June, I believe. We've been so concerned about the nation, and rightfully we've been concerned. And we've been so pressing in, the remnant especially. There's a remnant that has really been interceding and pressing in. But there are those on the sidelines. There are those on the fence. There are those who haven't gotten into this corporate prayer. There are those who are just not, they're spectators. And God says, no, 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 no. God doesn't want you to be a spectator any longer. He wants you to participate. Participate in repentance. Participate in intercession. Participate in what's getting ready that is coming in our, that wave that is coming. And it's God's wave of blessing, especially with this new president that he is setting into place. It's about blessing. We have nothing to fear. God has ordained this time, and his grace is upon us. Let's take advantage of this grace that God has. He has extended the branch to us. He has extended the scepter to us.
Amen.
He truly has. And if we don't grab hold of it, we'll be in the same situation 4 years from now. We'll be in the same situation 8 years ago. We must be participators and see this wave coming and catch it and let God take us with him and do it God's way.
Yes.
And receive the blessing of God.
Yes. Now, when you say blessing, you know what I think is blessing for the harvest. He wants to give us the money, the provision, all the dreams that he's given us.
Yes.
He wants to come through because he wants us to pull in the harvest. And I just want to tell you, Miss Janet, there is people that's watching us live on Facebook saying that their spirit man is just jumping up and down right now at your word. Like they are totally bearing witness with what you have had to say.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
But you know, this is God's wave. And you know, the Lord reminded me. He said, look at the power of a wave in the ocean.
Yes.
You can do nothing to stop it.
Mm-mm.
It is extremely powerful. And when this wave of God that is coming toward us, when we catch it, I'm not going to be one of those that is going to sit, Dr. June and Karen, I'm not going to sit and watch this wave as it's coming and have it drown me. I am saying, Father, I'm a participator. I will catch this wave, God, and I will do whatever I'm supposed to do, Father God, in order to be with, to go with this wave with you, Father.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I just had somebody on the radio in December. No, it was right. It was the week before the election. Lord, help me to remember this guy's name. Toby Wentz, W-E-N-T-Z. He's a prophet, an up-and-coming one. He started doing these videos on YouTube where he's giving words like he was saying Hillary was Jezebel, and he said that Trump was the modern-day Cyrus, and how, you know, they're kind of fighting the house of Ahab and all this, you know. So I had him on the radio, and he was talking about this wave coming.
Wow.
And he said, you can see it in the spirit. when you see a huge wall of water coming like a tsunami, right before, I got the presence of the Lord all over me. Woo!
Yes.
Right
wow.
before that wave hit,
wow.
the water
wow.
recedes out in the ocean really far because yes. it's pulling it out. He said, that's where the church is in America right now.
Yes.
And
Glory.
You know what happens
Glory.
When that water recedes? Exposure.
Yes.
The enemy is exposed.
Yes.
And that's
yeah.
what he was saying about our politics, how everything was exposed. He said that's because of the wave of God's glory that's coming.
Yes.
So as
Amen.
The water pulled back off of the ocean, all that stuff that was underneath got exposed. And he said this wall that's coming of water is going to, like, overwhelm the church, overwhelm of God's
yes.
grace and glory. But
yes.
if, he said there will be some people that will stand there. You'll have to go back and listen to it because I may be missing it a little bit. But the way I understand it is there's some people that are standing there just looking at it and not doing anything, and they're going to be basically drowned in it.
Yes, and that's exactly
and
what the Holy Spirit said to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
I love what Steve, that the dream that he had, because also when God showed him in this dream that when that wave hit, behind it was brand new. And I sense in my spirit to say this, that there are those that are listening to this call, and there are those that it's like, God, could you just remove all this stuff from me? Could you just, mm-hmm. Lord, can you just, oh, my God, I can't go this year. I can't carry this into this year any longer. I'm telling you, this wave,
yeah.
even as seen in his vision and the dream that he had, as you catch this wave, all of that is going to be swept away. And the new will come forth, and there's so
wow.
many people, and even in the church, there's so many that are so fearful that when Trump gets in, oh, there's going to be such a financial deficit, you know, just so many problems and everything. No, this wave, he's on this wave. Okay, I'm sure
yeah.
Trump is on this wave,
yeah.
no doubt, and we're just going to see some things that, and it's like you said, Dr. June, it's for the kingdom. It is for
yes.
what God is going to do in the earth in these days for the kingdom. And you can't do anything without money. You can't enlarge the
uh-huh.
kingdom without finances. And
yes.
so praise the Lord.
Now, Janet, those people mm-hmm. that are watching, Janet, they want to know if you can give us a transcribe of your word
yes.
so we can put it on our website.
Yes.
I
you that are watching,
can.
Hey, Stacy Mitchell, you just missed a powerful word, brother. But, yes, we can put that word that she just gave to the nation on our website.
Yes, I can. I'll send that to you, and I'd be glad to do that. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you, Janet.
Yes,
you're
Janet,
welcome. Praise the Lord.
So powerful about that word.
You know,
about
God is. Yes, yes, and you know what the word says that every word is confirmed through two or three witnesses. But oh, there's been
yes.
a multitude of prophets and
right.
apostles and,
yes.
and prophetic people and those that are just love God that are hearing the same thing. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't you? I love it.
Yeah. Amen. God is moving mightily. I may not know what all the prophets can see or God gives them the vision, but I know in my spirit, man, that God is moving mightily upon the earth. There will be
yes.
revival from coast to coast in America, from north
yes.
all the way north to the deepest south. And I'm just thanking God. I'm like a racehorse in the stall, ready to go out and just
amen.
Hey, I want
yes.
to ask you that are watching, if any of you have a word that can confirm what Janet just said about the wall of water that's coming to the United States, a blessing coming to the church, I would like for you to call in and tell us at 929-477-1994. Janet, one more time, can you give that word?
Yes, let me pull it up.
One more time.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me pull it up real quick.
Y'all prophets that just tuned in,
you've got to hear this word that this prophet has had for what's coming when Trump gets inaugurated. Listen to this. This is awesome. And if you have another word to confirm it, please call in and we'll play it live on the radio.
As I was sharing a little bit earlier, the Lord downloaded this word for those of you who weren't on the call earlier, weren't on the Facebook Live or on the radio. God gave this to me on the 15th, and he said to me, go look and see prophetically what that number means. That number 15 means rest and overcoming death. And I believe what God was saying on that day to me personally was for myself, that I obeyed. God told me to take a sabbatical for 2 weeks. I rested for 2 weeks as the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and it was a time of overcoming even death in my own life that God resurrected something in me. And so, but beyond that, personally, I believe that it is that number is the number of overcoming death for this nation, because we have done what God's asked us to do. And so this word is a very profound word on that day especially. And this is it. Let me read it to you.
Okay.
As God gave it to me. This is what the Spirit of the Lord said. This is not a time to sit on the fence like a spectator. I'm sorry. This is not a time to sit on the fence like a spectator watching others pass you by. No. This is the time to be a runner and a participator. Have I not said in my word that there is a time and a season for everything under heaven? This is a season to run, a time of great breakthrough, but only if you'll believe and run with it, going to take action and agreement on your part. Have I not said faith without works is dead? Yes, this is spiritual, but it also has a natural principle. It is also a natural principle. This is a game changer, says the Lord of hosts. There is a huge wave that has begun. Don't miss this wave. It's my wave of blessing, and it's on its way. Will you sit back and let it crash in over your head and drown you, or will you catch it and ride it? I say catch it. Catch the wave of blessing that is heading your way. It is time for you to be more tenacious. Come on, church. Come on, people of God. It is time for you and I to be more tenacious than the distractions, the decoys, and detours that life throws your way. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. It's time to thrive in the face of lies, says the Lord. Now, Steve Ashley had a prophetic dream, and this is a dream that I'm going to share very quickly, and then I'll post this. In the dream, he saw a tributary. On both sides of the river, there were buildings, piers, and so on. To the far right, he could see a tidal wave begin to form, and as it came down the river, the little river, he says, it literally wiped out everything in its path. But the curious thing was that immediately behind the wave, everything instantaneously was rebuilt. But this time, it was brand new. On the bank of the river, there were those folks parked in their cars or standing and just watching this wave approaching. They did nothing, and they were swept away with the wave. About half of those who saw the wave, however, chose to climb the mountain. There's something in that. We're climbing that mountain, Father. We're climbing that mountain as that wave is coming until the wave passed, and then they came back, and then came back down to participate in the new with the wave, riding that wave. Man, I tell you what, we're climbing the mountain by faith. We're climbing the mountain.
Amen.
That wave is approaching. And that wave is approaching us, Father. We're going up the mountain. We're going up the mountain to prepare to ride this wave in Jesus' name. We will not be participants. We will not be spectators. So we will be participators. We will participate, and not only will we participate, but we decree and declare that our family will participate, our children will participate, our brothers and sisters will participate, our husbands and our wives will participate, every church member will participate. No more spectators, but I say, oh, my God, I see in the Spirit. What I'm seeing in the Spirit right now is I'm seeing rows of stands as though it were in an arena or a stadium, and I'm seeing people come up and stand up right now, and they're getting out of their seats, and they're coming down the steps of where the seats are in that stadium, and this is a declaration that they are making as they are walking down in the name of Jesus to be participators in this wave that is coming. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, it's like emptying out. We're speaking by faith tonight, Lord God. We're speaking and we're declaring a thing. And, God, I thank you for the supernatural that is taking place in our children's lives, in our families' lives, in the church's lives, in every minister's life, in every fivefold minister, in every lay minister, in everyone. Father, that is, we are decreeing and declaring they will participate. They will participate, and they will see the blessing of God in this wave in their life, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The ones that are watching on Facebook, they are confirming again what you're saying. This one woman says, what she said is confirmation of what God gave us last year about his people who are called by his name will humble themselves, and he will hear from heaven and heal our land. Amen. Thank you for your participation tonight, Ms. Carla. So, yes, it's perfect that you gave this word right after I was talking about the gloom and doom prophet that was hearing from God. And then the church turned around, repented. The church got on their face, asked God to forgive them. He heard the people and gave us a precedent that now we can move forward in reaping the harvest. Basically, Miss Jen, we got what we deserved in this nation the past 8 or 12 years.
We got it
because the church has been slacking. We've not been doing what we're supposed to be doing. And Janet, I don't know if you heard that word that guy gave Saturday.
I never heard that.
Guy Penrod, that's his name. Well, actually, I'm just going to play it right now because this word is profound compared to where we're at right now. Here we go, Brad.
Hello, Brad. This is Dr. June. Look, I am coming to you today in Columbia, Tennessee, which is my hometown. And listen, there is a word today. We have been at the prayer on the square with the local intercessors in our county. This gentleman brought a word today that I just had to bring to you, Bride, because it is going to encourage the church. All of you pastors, please hear what he said today. We have been interceding for the nation, interceding for the inauguration, and interceding for where God's taking our nation. This guy's name is Guy Penrod, and he wants to talk to you about what he sees happening about the transfer.
Well, it just, you know, in prayer, which is usually the way anything good comes, is in prayer. This hits me, and so I pray the Holy Spirit fills it with power as you hear that. So essentially the idea is we've had a transition of political power, and both houses of Congress are conservative. Arguably the bench, the Supreme Court, will be conservative. The administration appears very friendly to conservative ideas and things. And so what hits me and strikes me is that the government has filled the role of what the church should be and should have been doing for quite some time now, and through just, who knows, I'm not placing blame, but through different circumstances and as it is, government programs are the helper of the needy, essentially.
Yeah.
But what God wants to do is to pour all of that out through his people. Because he actually has everything.
Yeah.
And we know our government doesn't make anything. They're just administrators, and they, you know, we are taxed, and then our money is distributed. But God originates. He has everything. He creates. We can do that. So all the wealth is His, all the creativity is His, all the energy is His, all the healing is His, the deliverance, the provision. And so as the government starts to disentangle itself from the lives of the people and cut programs here and cut programs there so that we can get control of our
debt, which is going to affect a lot of poor people.
Oh,
a lot of people.
Yeah, and the church will need to step in there.
Yes.
Not just do all the cutting, which has to happen.
Yes.
But we have to supply the need.
Yes.
So, physically, I mean, first of all, the cup of cold water in my name, right? So the physical need, a home, a provision, food, shelter. And then spiritual needs come right behind that, because as we meet their physical needs, their walls come down. And they'll listen to what we have to say out of love for, in the spirit. We know that's the ultimate goal, is for them to come to Jesus. So may we be funnels, and may the Lord begin to pour out through all of you dear pastors all
yes.
over this country and all over the world His wisdom, His vision. May your tent get larger. Set your stakes further out. Further out. May it blow your mind. So if it's too big for you, it might be God. May it just blow our mind.
So, Miss Janet, what he's saying is when Trump gets in and the conservative branch of the government starts cutting programs and starts doing things different, there's going to be a lot of disenfranchised people, or people that's going to feel disenfranchised, and they're mm-hmm. going to need those needs to be met. This is the golden opportunity of the church to step in and be the church. And
you
listen,
bet it is.
All of you listening, yes, all of you that's listening on the radio and watching on Facebook, please hear my heart in this. I have interviewed over 250 of you ministers over the past 2 years. I've heard your cries. I've heard your visions that God has given you. You're believing God for buildings. You're believing God to take care of people. You're believing God for the harvest. You know, all this time that you have been saying you're believing, look, God is about to supply. Your visions are going to take place. We pray that tonight encourages
yes.
you that wave of glory that's coming is going to give you these visions. And God
yes.
is going to use the small people, the ones that have not had the voice. Amen, Stacy Mitchell,
yes.
Patty Harrington. Is that not the truth? God is going to use all of us.
Amen.
That God has given us a vision and given us certain things that to help people. He's going to help us to help people, right,
Amen.
Ms. Janet?
Yes. You know, money in the hands of good people do great things.
Amen. Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you so much, Ms. Janet, for calling in and giving us that word.
You're so
we
welcome, and thank you. Praise God. Love you guys.
Love
you, girls.
Too. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ms. Karen, what do you think about all that?
Oh, very profound.
Yes,
I know.
Profound.
Very deep, very profound. Like I said earlier, God is up to something big, something we're even in our biggest dreams, imaginations.
Yes.
We can. His thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts.
Yes.
Our feeble minds can't conceive what all He has in store for us that have truly loved Him, have truly served Him, maybe for a day, maybe for a year. Some of us since the 90s. Some of us since the 80s.
Yes.
We're faithful, been faithful to His word, to His people. We've given, we've sacrificed. And it is time for blessings. And
yes.
I'm not saying, give me. No, I'm not saying that.
Yes,
but I know that He will bless His followers.
Yes.
His true people that love Him and serve Him with all their heart.
No. Well, actually, those people have been through the testings. They've been through the trials. They've been through the fire and the purging, the sifting and the shaking. Those are the ones that God's going to turn around and say, okay, here you go. Now, Stacy Mitchell, I would love for you to call in, Stacy. He just had a good little word. He said, amen.
small voices will begin to be big. And then Ms. Carla Kennard, this is what she says, revival is going to sweep this nation like it did on Azusa Street. 100-year prophecy is coming. Amen. Amen.
We need to pray for some people that have called in that have specific needs.
Yes.
I know a young man. I don't know him, but I know his mother.
Okay.
He was going to fill his car up with gasoline, and somebody hit him, broke his leg, a broken arm, and he's got a big gash on his head. So, Father, we pray for total miraculous healing, for him to forgive the ones that hurt him. His first name is Gary, and from Louisiana. We also have a Moses that has called from Luanda, from Africa.
Yes.
He didn't
Moses, if you're watching.
He didn't give a specific request, but God, you know what he needs.
Yes.
Father, just touch him in his body, in his spirit man, heal him, and also in his finances, Father. That's about the main thing that we need to pray for.
Yes.
And Father, for everyone that has written in that I haven't seen what's going on, Father, we pray for families that have been separated. We pray for those that have gone through divorces, that, Father, that you would wrap your arms around each one of them, their children especially, because they can't understand how one day daddy's there and the next day he's gone.
Yes, Lord.
Father, there's such bitterness between the parents and they use the children as pawns.
Yes.
Father, I ask that you ease the hurt, ease the suffering.
Yes.
And those that are in abusive relationships right now,
yes,
know that God loves you.
Yes.
And if there is a way of escape, escape. You can make it. Even if you have to go live with someone else, a family member or something, go to safety, because he will not change or she will not change. There is havens for you. Know that God has your heart. Help them. Help them, Lord, we ask this. Give them the strength to leave such a destructive relationship. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for those that are lonely right now, that have the spirit of rejection, spirit of fear, we come against that right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Know that you are not alone.
Yes.
We have people that have been on the sick bed, the bed of infirmity for years, Father.
Yes.
Touch them with the extra grace.
Yes, Lord. Help.
Give them your peace and your love.
Yes.
Your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord.
Yes.
And your love that encompasses the whole world. All the love that you have given us by sacrificing your own son, Jesus, on the cross.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, we love you and we praise you and we adore you.
Lord, I pray for this lady, Carla, the lady that's been participating with us. She says she wants us to pray for workman's comp to be approved, the state doctor's finding, payback pay, and all surgery costs, meds, ambulance costs, etc. Plus, for God to lead her husband to the job that he wants him to have, and for God to provide our total cost of living this month a little over $1,000. We have 25 cents in our bank account. Okay, Lord, we pray right now for Ms. Carla, Lord. Yes. We pray, God, for 100% breakthrough in this family, Lord, in every family member, Lord. If anyone is in disobedience, Lord, that they would be in obedience, Lord. And this family, Lord, will be all that you have called them to be. I mean, every family member will be all that you have called them to be, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over them today. We pray, Lord, safety around them today, Lord, full restoration in their life. Everything the devil has stolen from them, restored to them in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we pray for the father of the home. We pray, Lord, for 100% restoration in his life, healing in his bones, Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and that he would rise up and be the man of God that he truly wants to be in his calling, in his destiny, being everything that in his heart he truly wants to be. Lord, fulfill his heart's desire, God. You know our heart's desires, Lord. And we pray that you fulfill that over him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And for Carla, Lord, we pray peace in her heart, peace in her mind, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord. We pray that you send angels to that home, Lord, to encamp about that home and help them in the spiritual warfare that's going on over that home right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for moving on their behalf, Lord,
yes.
Rising their faith up,
yes.
Lord, to step into the waters of
yes,
faith,
Father.
Speaking to the mountains, telling the mountains to go through their spiritual warfare, through their faith, telling that mountain to go off of their life, off of their family, the mountain of debt, to go in Jesus' name. And we as the bride are in unison, in agreement with them for whatever they're asking God for in the name of Jesus to be fulfilled in Jesus' name over this family, Lord. There's also a person, Terry Barnes. Pray for direction in their home peace to happen in their home. Lord, we pray right now for Miss Terry, Lord. We pray peace in her home, Lord, and we pray for direction in their home, Lord, and that you give them wisdom right now in their decisions, Lord. And you help them, Lord, in every way. We lay Terry and the family at the foot of the cross, Lord, believing you, God, to take care of them, Lord, and that they are safely in your arms, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up Patty Harrington tonight. Lord, we just pray peace over our sister, Lord. Peace from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, and let her feel your love and embrace tonight, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the vision you have put on the inside of her, Lord. The mission that you have given her, Lord, shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Send her help, Lord. Send her help, Lord. Send people to help her. Abundantly blessing her finances, Lord. Abundantly blessing her with favor with other ministers, favor with governmental authorities, Lord, favor in the schools, favor with principals, Lord, favor with the youth of America, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we thank you and give you praise for peace being poured out over her tonight. In Jesus' name. Do you have another one?
Yeah. Father, we ask for those that were affected by the floods in Louisiana in early this past year and in August, Father. Some of them are still living with other people. Some are living in campers. We pray that you would release the funds to them so that they can get their funding and all the certificates they have to have inspections. Father, we ask that you break through all the red tape that is going on right now so they would get the finances to get into their homes. Father, for those that were in the tornadoes that have been affected by tornadoes and by firefighters up in Tennessee this past year, Father, we know what it is. I know what it is to go through fire and flood.
Yes,
I've been through two fires in my life, and I've been through one flood. I didn't lose everything, but I lost enough to know that it hurts.
Yes.
You know you have everything when you have your life because you could start over. But the mementos that they lost, Father, that hurts when you can't see a picture that you had or a quilt that your grandmother made.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that's memorabilia. But again, we still have our lives. We still have our souls. We still have and start over. So, Father, I ask that you touch each of the victims from fire, from tornadoes, from floods that was in Louisiana and Houston right now. They're having a flood.
Flooding.
Father, I ask
Houston,
that you
yes.
save all the lives, that there
yes,
wouldn't be
Lord.
No lives lost. And, Father, give them courage to continue on.
Yes, Lord. Right? Yes.
Give them the safety, Father. We ask all this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, now the lady that we prayed for named Carla, look what she wrote on Facebook. This is very encouraging to us and the ministry, Miss Janet. She said, thank you all so very much. God is moving speedily on our behalf. I pray God's blessings upon everyone connected to this ministry in Jesus' name.
Oh,
yay! Thank you, Miss Carla.
It's our blessing. It's what we do.
Yes, it is what we do. Okay, now what does he say in the end of that book? We cannot leave this broadcast without
finishing out the end because it is so powerful. We were discussing it before we went on the live broadcast tonight.
Keep circling.
Keep doing it.
When you quit circling, you don't just compromise the present. Every promise, every miracle, every blessing in your future is forfeited. If I had called it quits, I'd have bailed out not only 25 people I was pastoring at the time. I would have bailed on thousands we are influencing now and the tens of thousands we will influence
wow.
in the future. If the Israelites had stopped circling Jericho, they would have forfeited their first victory in the promised land. But there was much more at stake than that. They would have forfeited the promised land altogether. But they didn't stop. They kept circling. And if you keep circling, the walls will come down. If you pray through, breakthrough is inevitable.
Yay!
Go ahead. Keep circling. And remember, after future President Trump is inaugurated, don't forget to lift his a big shout.
Yay!
Thanking God.
Down the walls, yes. Now we got to read this last little.
If you don't get out of the boat, you'll never walk on water.
Say it again.
If you don't get out of the boat, you won't be able to walk on water.
That's right. If you don't take risks.
Yes.
You'll never see greatness.
Yeah.
You know, those that have done great things took great risks, let me tell you. And you know what, Brian? This is all you ministers. Sometimes when I think about stuff that God tells me to do, you know, I sit there and I think, you know, Lord, if this is not, you know how the devil does. If this is not worth my reputation to be ruined because now I'm going to put myself out there. And then you know what the Lord reminds me, Brian? We are of no reputation.
That's it.
Why do we care what people think? Come on. We are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is the one that is in control. So all we have to do is obey him, and then he takes care of the rest. The battle is his, not ours.
Yes.
And, Brian, also the word says he will never make us ashamed.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God.
How awesome is that? So he's saying don't give up. Keep pressing in.
Yes.
Keep fighting.
Yes.
Keep believing God, and you will see the breakthrough. You will see it, Brian. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I am so excited.
Me too.
I thank the other team members that couldn't be here tonight, Dr. Judy Lair.
Yes.
Magda Udendahl.
Yes.
And Prophet Fear Yvonne Walker.
Yes.
We thank them for
Stephen Ashley.
Stephen Ashley.
Stephen Karen Ashley.
Stephen Karen Ashley.
Yes.
We thank them. And
yes.
For many of y'all who have typed in, called in, with your prayer request, we pray that God would give you an extra blessing of divine favor.
Yes. And I know that some of y'all are disappointed we don't do the morning prayer calls anymore, but we just felt led to do the night ones, and sometimes we'll have some on here and not all, but we will finish this out Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. and on Saturdays at 11 o'clock. And, of course, this is all Central Standard Time. Okay, Brian, well, listen, God bless you, and we pray that you have a wonderful evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you. All right, let me say bye, y'all, on radio. Love you.